KW Mobile.
K4, CTD Mobile.
How you doing?
Got a check over to Clemson this morning.
Clemson.
Clemson. You know, Tigers and stuff.
And Lions and Bears, oh my. I gotta go to the dentist's office. Mine's nowhere near as exciting as yours.
Exciting at all. I will not be joining you in that.
My least favorite things to do, but it's also the least favorite thing to miss. Because if you miss too many of them, then you're going to regret it.
I know how that goes, too. Ugh. Still, it's the worst doctor out of all the doctors that I just don't like going to.
Since the last time I was there, so I'm going to go see. It's a new business. It's not called the same thing anymore. It was Dr. Cooper in Greer. Now it's like Palmetto Dental or something like that. So this will be my first time since he left the business and retired.
I got surprised one time by that, too. I can't even remember who he was. Oh, Dr. Bolt, that's who it was. And he retired and sold his business to a Dr. Gilbert. And it's like, who? Who are you? What happened to my old doctor?
You need to be able to adapt to better. Get kind of bonded to your dentist. I don't know about a normal doctor because I don't have one. I try not to go to the doctor too regularly. But the dentist, I'll go there regularly.
I don't really have a choice. But, you know, before I became diabetic, I really just didn't really go to them. And then all of a sudden, hey, guess what? Gallbladder's got to come out. You're in the hospital. Maybe we ought to get you a doctor.
That probably happens to all of us for one reason or another. I'm just kind of holding it off as long. I'm remaining in denial as long as possible. You know that river over in Egypt, the Nile?
What's that river? Yeah, well, you know. So that means you're not on any old people drugs. You know, forever and ever, they wanted to put me on blood pressure medicine. And I'm like, but my blood pressure is fine. Why do I need to be on blood pressure medicine? The only time it goes up is when I come to see y'all and y'all try and push it on me. And they're like, oh, well, it also helps prevent kidney issues.
Sometimes they do things like that that are roundabout because they have more experience in working with the problems than you or I. Sometimes they're better at it than we are.
They don't communicate well. They could have just said, you know, hey, we're putting you on blood pressure medicine, not for the blood pressure, but for the kidney protection. And no, they don't do that. But I told them, hey, if you put me on blood pressure medicine, go with the lowest possible dose you can get away with, because the last time they tried that, I took one. An hour later, I could not see the drive. That's how much it affected my blood pressure.
Yeah, it would help. I did notice that I had to go to a cardiologist, and he's a really, really good doctor. But I did notice that he doesn't say any. He answers your questions. He doesn't volunteer a lot of extra information, a lot of extra fluff. He just sticks to business. And he doesn't tell you why. He tells you what. Unless you ask him why, and then he'll tell you. But I didn't know enough about the subject to ask which why to ask. Anyway, what's got you headed over to Clemson this morning?
I'll be templating a countertop for us. And the guys installing the tile in the same apartment are supposed to also be there and installing tile, which means we're a lot closer to getting one more apartment available for rent. And the next month we start yet another one, and we've already got one in progress. So got to get this one cleared off the schedule by the end of the month, if at all possible, because we don't like having more than two out at a time.
We're into that. Oh, that's pretty cool. How long you been doing that?
Renovations last summer. About this time last summer. And we had to twiddle our thumbs a really long time because the supply chains were so backed up. We really got started on it in about August or so.
That's good. Are you liking it? Are you enjoying it? Is it what you thought it would be?
Sometimes they're good days, some days they're bad days, and some days they're just like, what the blank?
Thank you. small business. Well, good. Congratulations. Glad you're venturing out like that. That's always a good thing to do.
Sports will only be around for so long before they completely replace all of us. And then they'll just be the guy in the tower that makes that sits around half the day and the guy flying in. That's going to be pretty much it.
Your voters take over. And then they'll be a lot smaller and there'll be a lot more of them.
UFO reports.
I see more and more of them that are coming out on the, with production lines. The cost is really high. It's like $500,000. And they only fly for like 30 minutes max. Some of them less than that. Some of them like half of that. But it started, remember, about 7 or 8 years ago, we were all standing out in front of Little Rebel. And I told you one day they'll be delivering pizzas with these things.
But they still got a problem that needs resolving, and that problem is power. You can only run it so long on a battery, and there's no way to charge it in the air unless you're using gas.
Question of that coming out, too. It's right around the corner. They're working on it. Sulfur, lithium sulfur batteries. They're less explosive. They don't explode. And they'll burn, but they don't explode. Like lithium polymer, if you get the conditions just right, you can explode it. I don't know about lithium iron, but they have like 10 times the capacity. And the Ries, rare earth elements, or it's got a lot less Ries in it, right? Rare earth elements. So, but they're developing it. So far, it looks very promising. It's going to happen, right? There's going to be hurdles. They're going to get over every single one. You can throw 100 hurdles at it, they'll get over it. It's just, we need it too bad because this two-dimensional means of travel, we have exhausted our bandwidth.
Lithium iron does not explode. It's much more stable. It doesn't use cobalt. I really like them. I'm using them for a couple of different things. I presume they'll burn. I don't see why they wouldn't. They do have lithium, and lithium tends to burn. But I didn't know about the lithium sulfur, and we have a lot of sulfur. That's an easy compound to come across.
Well, we can make sulfur, right? We can make that element, right?
To the back end of the cow.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We're going to be using cows for a different reason.
We just pull the methane off and the sulfur off, and hey, we could keep eating the cow.
True too. I didn't think about it that way. Unless you're in India, they don't eat cows in India.
Well, not in India. But anyway, you know, I actually prefer my greens to be pre-processed by a cow.
Look at it. I am making good time. I didn't spend but about 8 minutes waiting to get across White Hampton today, so I'm about 2 minutes better than average.
I'm almost up to Table Rock now. Aunt Sue's at Table Rock.
Anything new in ham radio?
Really, but I have a couple of HF rigs actually hooked up, and have actually used a couple of them a couple of times.
Two with my SDR, Hermes SDR radio, and my Juma PA-100D, 100-watt amplifier. And I was having a good time, spending about 4 hours a day making contacts, and then I decided, nope, that's enough of this. It's putting too much of a dent in my schedule. You know, as busy as I am, being retired and all, so I put it back on the back shelf. You can in that HF world if you let it.
Intel Nook to move all my server loads off my workstation because the VMs were just consuming all of my memory, and it's like, nah, I can't even run SDR. But I need to look into investing in some kind of 100-watt amp. Since all of the SDR radios are pretty much 5 watts max.
I like the way that is working out like that, so you don't have your amplifier money tied up into your radio money, right? You can keep them separate. And that way, if the amp goes out, you're just buying amp parts. If the radio goes out, you're just buying radio parts. And that's half the price of buying both parts if one or the other went out.
I realized that the other day, and I'm like, well, I guess I need to go shopping for amps, because I don't have any amps, and, you know, I got that Flex 1500, and that's the one I'm using the most at the moment, but it just doesn't, you know, I think it tops out at, what, 5 watts, and it just doesn't quite reach.
Well, I'm making the kits for the Juma 100D, Juma PA 100D. That's a kit that you can't buy them already. Well, I don't know if you can buy them built or not. I don't think you can buy them already built. I think you have to build your own. That's the way I got mine, was building it. So check out that kit. It's not that expensive for a 100-watt amplifier. And you might like it. Anyway, I'm pulling into the dentist, so I got to do my dentist duty. Maybe I'll catch you on my way out if you're back on the road by then. KJ4CTD. Took me a second to recall your call. W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
All right. We'll catch you later, Dave. KJ4CTD.